ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S. State Department confirming the death of an American citizen in Israel. A statement says the American died 2 days ago, but did not provide further details. It's believed the American Israeli was serving as a reservist and was killed by Hezbollah missiles on the Lebanon border. Skirmishes in the north of Israel are a focus as the country gears up for an expected invasion of Gaza, but must worry about the possibility of a two-front conflict.
Small-scale border clashes between Hezbollah, the militant group backed by the Iranian regime, and Israel continue. And it's an unfortunate daily fact of life, the shelling, the regular missile and artillery fire. There are a handful of casualties almost every day. With the conflict that's happening in Gaza, concern around the region is that these border skirmishes could escalate into a broader conflict.
That's ABC's Mola Lenghi in Beirut. Meanwhile, in southern Gaza, some humanitarian aid trucks have been able to enter from Egypt, but much more aid is needed. With continuing coverage of the Israel-Hamas war, this is ABC News. Authorities in Maryland continuing to search for a suspect in the shooting death of a judge outside his home. Police say the judge issued a ruling against that suspect just hours before the shooting.
The urgent manhunt for the suspect in the fatal shooting of Maryland Judge Andrew Wilkinson Thursday night in his driveway now focused in the Williamsport area. The Washington County Sheriff's Office says they located a car that suspect Pedro Argate was last known to be driving. Investigators say Judge Wilkinson was killed just hours after he ruled on a case involving Argate. The judge awarded full legal custody of Argate's children to his estranged wife and a protective order against him based on a history of domestic violence. Nationwide, Judge Wilkinson is the third state judge in the past 3 years to be shot by a person involved in a case they were presiding over. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
A strike by Hollywood's TV and film actors now reaching its 100th day with no end in sight. The strike continuing even after a writer's strike was resolved. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. And by Herbal Aspects, Cannabis Elevated, 3 locations in Madison or with local delivery. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com. Alan's going to come in and have a chat with us in just a couple of minutes. Right now, let's kick off the 7 o'clock hour with new music out of Milwaukee. This band is called Lady Bird. Their first single called Zoomer on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I got a beer buzz and a broken dream. So I crack my 5th can and I scream. Born to run, absolutely no one at all. And a wise man once said that a dream needs gasoline. And the price is right, but the clock's questioning from the wall. So now it's too late, hope and run. feel like a dream. There's a tavern in that town, some faces that I'm dying to see. So now it's two lanes of open road, sun beaming through my dirty window, and the laughing faces I know make me feel free. One of them two don't cost a dime, and the other, oh well, hell, I don't mind. There's no guarantee I can take either one with me. Yeah, there's no guarantee I can take either one with me.
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're called Lady Bird. That song was Honky Tonk Mama. Before that, Zoomer. Good music. They sent their music via MaxIncRadio.com.
Yay! I like it a lot.
So they have a release show coming up at Mickey's here in Madison on November 2nd. They're playing with our friend Luke McGovern at that show. They have a show in Minneapolis on November 3rd. On November 4th, they'll be in La Crosse, Eau Claire on the 5th. And a show in Chicago on the 7th.
Ooh, they've got some good ones set up.
Good stuff there.
Yeah.
Thanks for sending your music, Lady Bird. Come join us in your studio sometime. Tell us about yourselves. We want to know about Lady
Bird. That would be really fun.
I think we may have them for next week, Jimmy.
Oh, well, what? Look at that. I ask and my wish is granted.
We're talking about getting a little interview with him for Halloween night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Perfect. Perfect.
I love how this works out.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker and Terry Barr, original local music until midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, get the app. The Civic Media app is the best way to listen because you can put it in your pocket. We're everywhere. Put us in your pocket and take us wherever you're going. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We got Alan Robinson coming in just a couple of minutes. We're talking about Halloween, too. That's next week. What is your best costume or worst costume that you've ever worn over the years? Rocker, you have some Halloween tidbits for us.
I mean, well,
you booked Spooktacular forever.
Well, Jimmy, I'd like to go way back further than that. Like, I'd like to go back to the 80s and talk about State Street. And Halloween, when it was on State Street, they used to, you know, they might get 70,000 people here down on State Street back in the day, right? And of course, the drinking age was a lot lower.
Probably 18.
And so you used to see a lot more interesting costumes. And one of the costumes I remember, they all involve quarter barrels of beer. And so, because back then you could bring beer down to State Street, right? So this one person I saw, they were a biplane, you know, like out of Snoopy or something. And they were like, and so they were sitting in the pilot seat, and of course their legs were walking, but it was this giant thing. It was amazing that they could even make it down State Street. There were so many people. But then they had a quarter barrel little thing in it with a tapper. So, you know, you could tap a beer out of the plane.
Love it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Some people, you just said, you know what? Screw the costume. You just would get a shopping cart and a quarter barrel and you just head down the street. It just doesn't matter at that point. But one of the best costumes, I guess you could call it, was at the old University Inn that was on State Street. It's now been turned into a new building. But every year, they would have this party up in a room up there.
Oh, no.
And they would shut the curtains and they would put a light on the curtain. And this girl would go-go dance basically naked in front of the curtain. But all you would see was the shadow.
The silhouette.
And every year, boy, she would always have a big crowd down there.
Oh, I bet.
I love that.
Just hanging out like, woo. 844-967-2789.
844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. Rocker, you bring up a good point was Halloween here on State Street.
Yes.
I mean, that's basically dead now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because of a few bad apples out there. I'm looking at you over there.
You know, it wasn't me, but it was kind of around the same time, you know, the Mifflin Street block party,
yep,
you know, had
thing.
Their issues.
Yep.
And, you know, then they had, you know, fenced in the area and started charging money. And I knew that, like, really wasn't going to work.
Yeah. When I first arrived in Madison 2005, we did a hangout with the cops at State Street with
this.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
It was fascinating. And that was my first, like, Halloween in Madison. I'd never been here for the real Halloween that Rocker's talking about. And by that point, yeah, it kind of was the beginning of the end of what you guys are talking about as far as, like, the real Halloween on State Street in Madison.
Yeah.
Didn't people come in from everywhere, too?
Yes. I came from, you know, I was out in Waukesha, and I would come in and, you know, just
you
go for the
party. You were a troublemaker.
Oh, yeah. We were here when we were kids.
That's true, because the majority of the people that caused trouble on State Street or Mifflin Street came from out of town.
There were people that came in my car, probably. Yeah.
Well, no. I remember we hung out at the jail when they were booking everybody into the jail from State Street. Now, again,
you went to jail?
No. We were hanging outside the jail to find out where did you pick this person up and where are they actually from?
Oh, I see.
And almost everyone was from somewhere else. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like Waukesha. Rocker.
Oh, but it was a lot of fun to come out here. We came out here every year.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Freaking Halloween weekend is happening. Halloween this coming Saturday. Chado is going to be coming in a couple of minutes to tell us all the details about that. One of the sponsors of the show is Herbal Aspect.
Yes.
Cannabis Elevated. Alan Robinson just rolled in.
Hey.
Hey, dude, do you have a costume that you've done for Halloween over the years that you're particularly happy with or disappointed with?
Yeah, so there was that one year when I ended up going as Blade, Wesley Snipes.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah, so it was really bad. I was, it was
really bad.
It was really awful. It wasn't a planned kind of a thing.
What failed about it?
I will be brief. So there was, I was new to dating white women, and I just didn't. Okay, so and I didn't necessarily.
I shouldn't laugh, but I'm laughing. Sorry.
It only gets better from here.
Oh, good.
So I had showered and I needed some lotion, and so I used hers, and it was great lotion. It was moisturizing and it was silky.
That's how we roll.
Really good stuff. So I used it for like every day for like a week or so.
Oh my!
And I did not notice my hands getting successively orange.
Oh no!
So like it was really bad. She gave me tanning lotion.
Oh.
I am a very black man, and so by the time Halloween rolled around, which was like a week later, I was damn near purple.
You could get some of that. Dude,
it was wild.
You could get some of that lotion. You could go as a black Donald Trump and have a shopping cart with a keg in it, offering drinks to everybody.
Oh my.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but it was a wild experience, and I was a really good Blade that year. So
I bet. I have to say right now, I know we're on the radio, so I'll take a photo. But the way he's dressed right now,
if
I could whistle, I would actually be the one whistling at you. Wow. You look amazing.
Aww,
yeah.
It's really
two-piece
nice.
Suit, amazing shoes. Oof, he's wearing it well. All right, carry on, boys.
Alan Robinson, he's one of the Wisconsin's pioneers and activists of hemp and cannabis. As owner of Herbal Aspect and a black-owned CBD company, he has now opened 3 stores in Madison, the newest being Gammon Road on the west side, here to educate us on legal weed, THCA, and tell us all about their new Flower Collective membership,
yeah,
and a contest to win a pound of legal weed.
What?
We welcome back Alan Robinson to
that?
Max Inc. Radio.
My goodness, Rocker. First off, that was an excellent promo lead-in. I feel like, I don't know. Okay.
He'll send it to you so you can post it on your social media.
I'm good,
media.
I'm good.
I'm bringing this cat everywhere with me. You just introduced me like that.
It's Rocker in a box.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. Woo. Well, you know, all right, so over at Gammon, we've got our Flower Collective that we are kicking off, HAF, Herbal Aspect Flower. Also, hi, AF, that's a thing. So we just wanted to throw in the collective. So,
of course.
So with the Herbal Aspect Flower Collective, every month for $42, you'll get an eighth in the mail. You'll also get access to all of our daily and weekly specials, like buy to get one free sorts of things. And that's on like all different stuff in the store. If you don't know what THCA cannabis is, it's the natural botanical cannabis plant, fresh when it comes like, you know, naturally out of the ground. And what you have to do is heat it in order to
extract the
use it effectively. And you know, it's odd because when it hasn't been heated, THCA is not psychoactive, which is what makes it legal for us to sell. Right. And then once so you know, the freshness of the plant and how much of it has converted into Delta 9 all comes into play. But again, while it's all locked away fresh in the plant like that, all of that Delta 9 is kind of hidden in there, ready to be converted. But since it's not yet illegal, it's quite legal.
Yeah. And that kind of leads me to a quick question here. So what makes THCA legal and just regular THC not legal in the state of Wisconsin?
Mm. Yeah, so Delta 9 THC is going to be illegal in the state of Wisconsin. It is prohibited by law.
Did the flower do something to somebody to make it illegal? Or why is that particular, I guess it has to do with chemistry or something like that? Or what?
Yeah, so there's definitely a little bit of chemistry involved to it. THCA is the precursor to Delta 9 THC. It's actually, I want to say that it's bigger, It's just a much bigger molecule, right? So imagine that the CB1, that we're in the CB1 right now, right? And in order for us to come in here, we got to take off this big, gigantic jacket because we can't get through the door with the jacket on. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and then we get the jacket off, you get in here, and then you get to be in fly. Right? Okay. Well, and
that's a great, I like it.
Way that works, right? But again, while it's all big, it's legal.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay.
Tell us about the Flower Collective membership that you have so you can get the legal cannabis delivered right to your door.
Sure, right, through your mail. Come straight to your door.
Yeah.
Sign up online over at herbalaspect.com. And you'll get all these specials. We have daily and weekly flower specials, 20% off, 30% off deals, all kind of stuff going on.
So let's talk about it. Herbal Aspect is going to have contestants compete in an endurance contest to win a pound of legal weed.
An endurance contest?
As I understand it.
This deserves music. Hang on.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Endurance.
Okay,
endurance.
So you're going to have an endurance contest to win a pound of legal weed. And as I understand it, you have to keep your hand on this pound of weed for up to 12 hours or be the last person touching it. It's like a reverse game of spoons or something. Tell us about your crazy giveaway.
Oh, yeah, the royal pound possession. So as it stands, right, THCA, botanical cannabis, is... Well, it's been around forever, but nobody really understands it. And so I wanted to help folks to understand it a little bit better. Typically, people retain information that is given to them by a friend. So I challenge folks, go to our website, enter the contest, make a video explaining what THCA is.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right. We will post it to our socials.
Okay.
And the most liked videos will be, we will select those contestants, three of them actually. The fourth is going to be picked by, well, just randomly by me. I get to select the king. I'm the honorary pound king, right?
Of course.
Right now.
The contestants get through the screening process, and there's three of them, and then that's where they have to.
And then the honorary pound king picks somebody else to compete.
There's four.
So there's going to be four whole contestants.
Four. Okay.
And they will keep their hand on a pound of botanical cannabis all day. All day. And if they can, then they will get that pound. We'll split it evenly between them.
Right.
If there's a tie.
Yeah. If there's a tie.
But he has some distractions. He has some booby traps that are going to come in that are...
Oh, yeah.
That could flub up your... keeping your hand on there.
Yeah.
Can people come and participate in this in the game when the contestants have the hand on the
they
pound?
They can certainly come and cheer on their favorite contestant.
Nice. No, you don't have to pee. They're not hungry.
There it is.
It reminds me of Make Me Laugh. Remember that old TV show?
No. But that's okay. This is good.
If people want to get more information about the contest, if they want to enter the contest, if they want to put their hand on a pound of weed for 12 hours, how do we do that?
Go to herbalaspect.com. The Royal Pound Possession link should be right on there. Click on it. Make your video. Load it up. Do you guys have until the 23rd to get that video in? Next week, the videos go up. And then the voting starts.
Okay. I can't wait. Keep me posted. Keep us posted. Come back and tell us all about it.
That's right. We're actually, the contest itself is next Saturday, the 28th.
Ooh, okay.
So that's when it all goes down. We're giving away a pound. And again, so that one contestant is going to be the winner for basically the whole year, right?
Whoa.
They're going to have an option. They're taking their cannabis and they're going to get a bit in a lump sum, but then they're going to get a quarter every week for a year.
Amazing.
And the next year, they get to pick an honorary contestant.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, and they'll
it just
hand
carries
off the
on.
Crown. Right.
It's an annual event.
I want to play. Event. That's all I got to say.
Oh,
I want to play.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, who wouldn't want to win a pound a year? Who doesn't want to do that?
I can't say anybody who says no to that, they should have their head examined.
Yeah.
Period.
Jimmy, I'll help you make your video, okay?
Thank you.
So you can compete.
Alan Robinson, thank you so much.
Oh, Alan.
You're so awesome. And Terry's right. You look fantastic.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you.
That was me doing the hot.
Herbal Aspect. Cannabis Elevated, 3 Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, West by West Town by Gammon Road, the brand new store there. Don't forget, local delivery is available. Go to herbalaspect.com to get all the information. Hey, Alan, this song, I'm dedicating this song to you and Coco. It's Eddie Morrell. Excuse me, Eddie Berth and Morrell on Maxine.
This song about my best friend. She's white, black, brown, long, and thin. She's just a coon hound from the shelter. She hails from Alabama, where kin hunt raccoons, tracking hounds of hell. She never made the cut for treeing. Right now she could pay for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes? I bet that you'd understand if you've ever had a four-legged friend who's made your life a little brighter. Yeah. Here we go. To a squirrel, she's just a stalker. She's the best goddamn tree in wild. Coon hound ever bred in the USA. She's proud to be a Midwest girl with her nose to the ground and a worry in the world. And I think she even likes the snow now. Try and take a bone and she'll growl like a brat. She ain't nothing more than a neighborhood cat or being mistaken for a beagle. At home she's the queen of the yard. If a critter walks by, she'll sound the alarm. Run around a howling and a ruin. And she goes just like this, she goes. Much more than she'll ever know. I know one day that she'll pass on, but this home we made, it won't be the same when she's gone. Right now she can bathe for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes?
Eddie Berth on Max Inc. Civic Media. We are local music. Got Chad and Adam here from Freakin' Hollow Weekend at the High Noon Saloon this weekend. We'll tell you about that in a second. Right now, brand new music from Elizabeth Mary. It's Breathe In Girl on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
If I could find a map to take me far from here, the bridges burning in the rearview mirror, I'd be 0 to 60 in an old passing soul, ready for this long trip alone. Breathe in, girl, breathe out, girl, take a look around. This life's too short to get caught up in the settled town. People will talk and say what they're gonna say. Hate is for the ending, but you're gonna be okay. Just when you think you can't take it by the words you said. Breathe in, girl, breathe out, girl, take a look around. This life's too short to get caught up in the fatal tale.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Mrs. Kane, get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Child, because
Maxinko Civic Media, we are local music with Pat Benatar. Hell is for Children. Pat, of course, from New York, Greenpoint, New York. If you're listening to us in Greenpoint, New York, that is your local music scene right there. How you doing? We'll explain more why we're playing Pat Benatar in just a second. I want to tell you about the Civic Media app right now. It's really the best way to listen to Max Inc. Radio on the weekends. You can download the app completely free. You can choose your home station, MDX here in Madison, or maybe the Shaw over in Waukesha. Maybe if you're in Haywood, the Buzz of the North. There you go. And then, of course, you can check out all the great programming here on Civic Media throughout the week. Get the app right now at civicmedia.us.
Jimmy, Halloween in Madison is a tradition. The 80s and 90s were a free-for-all on State Street with annual crowds reaching 70,000 at times. University of Wisconsin once hosted bands in Library Mall, but Time and Oversight stepped in to fence in State Street and charge a fee. The live music portion of Halloween has since moved indoors. 17 years ago, Dane 101 bloggers Jesse Russell and Adam Chabot joined forces to create the freaking Halloweekend at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. And after Jesse moved on, Adam tapped local drummer turned baritone saxist Chad O. Adam, Chad, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
What a intro. Thank you.
I hope I got it accurate.
You got
right?
it accurate.
You just wrote my bio, man.
I'm shooting for two tonight. Adam, tell us a little about yourself, creating the freaking Halloweekend and what it means to be doing this for 17 years.
It is pretty crazy. We started due to a Dane 101, which was a news blog. In Madison. It would have been 18 years ago. We skipped 1 year because of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
So, it started out as this event. We were the OG of all the tribute shows that were happening. You know, now there's tons of them all around Madison. We just decided that we would call ourselves the OG of the tribute night here in Madison. And we've been doing it for 18 years, 17 of them. It's their 17th annual. We're super excited. It's going to be a great show.
Adam, you've been doing this for a long time. You're a OG of tributes on Halloween. When Rocker came out with his Spooktaculars, did you create the dartboard of Rocker's face on the dartboard throwing stuff at him? He's competing with me.
No, but he has this really freaky-looking doll.
Yes,
a voodoo
with
doll.
Pins.
Yeah, with long hair.
And a fire. It's a whole elaborate thing.
And a bottle of Rocker vodka.
Well, before you guys fall off the ledge, Chad, tell us about yourself and how you got involved with Adam and the Freaks of Hollow Weekend at the High Noon.
Well, you know, I've known Adam for quite a long time now. And about 8 years ago, we worked on a movie together that he wrote and directed. I ran camera and lights. And while we were there, he mentioned that his partner, Jesse, was probably pulling out of the freaking Hollow Weekend festivities and that he wasn't sure if he was going to continue on his own. So I opted to step in because I had been a part of those festivities for a number of years playing in different tribute bands and didn't want to see the show stop. So I decided to jump in, and here I am 8 or 9 years later. Doing it with Adam every year, and it's been a blast.
What are some of the highlights or a particular favorite year of freaking Hollow Weekend?
They really blend together.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
But I know what that means, actually.
Yeah, but I will say, I'm not saying it because he's right here. I remember Chad doing the Black Crowes, and I knew Chad as a drummer, and most people did at the time. And then when I saw him perform as Chris Robinson, and he was doing a strut, yeah. He's doing all the right. There was a carpet, and there were backup singers, and I'm like, holy crap, this guy has charisma.
You nailed it. I didn't see the show, but I spoke with Chad beforehand. I saw photos of your outfit. You were a splitting image,
right? He looked like him. Yeah. It was great.
Funny thing is that whole thing started because I was drumming in a Led Zeppelin tribute, and I was wearing the wig and the shades, and all night, everyone's like, wow, you look just like the guy from the Black Crowes. You must be dressed up like Chris Robinson. Like, no, damn it, I'm John Bonham.
how did you go from drumming to singing? How does the singing part happen?
And saxophone.
Well, you know, the singing thing happened because a couple of buddies convinced me that we should try the Black Crowes thing. And I thought, well, I'm not a singer, but I would really love to not haul 5 loads of drums.
Had you sung before?
Nope, never sang prior to that.
So that was your first time was trying to sing the Black Crowes?
A sold-out sure show was. At the High Noon.
Wow. That takes some cojones. Tell us about this year's freaking Halloween on October 28th at the High Noon Saloon. Breaking news is I heard Taylor Swift is going to play.
That's right. So originally, Cake was going to play the early show. One thing I should mention is we're doing a family-friendly early show that starts at 4. And so this is kind of a new thing for us. Regularly, it's just an adult show where we swear and curse and go crazy. And then we thought, well, let's have a early show. Cake was going to start it out. They dropped out about a week ago. And the Ladies Rock Camp came in to save the day.
Yes.
And I called one of my friends, and she put it all together, Marlo Darkin. She's the drummer for Venus and Furs.
Yep, she was just on the show not long ago.
She was for Punk's Picnic, which both of us played at. And she put it together, Taylor Swift, and it's going to be called Taylor Swift Kelly's Version.
That's awesome. Because
Kelly Maxwell is playing.
Oh, wow. That sounds fun. Well, what else is happening for this show?
Yeah, I'll go right down the list if that's all right.
Here we go.
Okay. I'll try to do this quickly. Then we have Pat Benatar, which was just played. Hell is for Children. Great song. Then we have... Erykah Badu, Daft Punk, Garbage, Beck, that's the band I'm in, then there's a costume contest, and then we have Nirvana, which is the band that Chad is in.
And
oh, wow.
Yeah. And a lot of great, you know, obviously the bands that are being tribute, everybody knows the music, everybody knows it. And, you know, you're going to sing along and have a great time. But some of the musicians playing, of course, Nirvana, Chad, that's you and the Qualms, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And then Garbage is being performed by the German art students and Bing Bong.
Correct.
I think you said Daft Punk is
the Earthlings.
That's going to be a great set, right?
It
there.
Is going to be a great set, and we go and record all their all the bands. We go and record and film one of their songs from the their practices, and we edit it down. We interview them, and so if you want to go onto the Facebook event, we have all the videos posted. We're still posting them, but it's neat. You get to see a little bit of what a little taste. Of what each band is going to be sounding like.
Now, you guys also have a famous costume contest. It's a big deal.
It is.
Tell us, you know, what prizes you have, and tell us about, you know, what'll be going on.
And there's one for the kids and one for the adults.
That's right. We will have two costume contests. The kids one will have some great prizes from, I believe,
candy, and more candy. And then something really big that we're working on.
Big candy.
We're going to keep it there. but then for the adult, you got that.
Yeah, then at probably around 11 at night, we'll be having the adult costume contest with awesome prizes from our sponsors. We have great sponsors this year. Of course, Max Inc. Radio is one of our sponsors. Along with them, we have WORT 89.9 FM, and they are donating some really great swag, some CDs, some clothing, some coffee mugs. Stark Weather Tattoo Collective, who is donating a $100 gift certificate.
Nice.
CBD Mind and Body, donating a mix of CBD and Delta 8 gummies. Quite a few of them.
Lots of them.
4-Star Video, who is just still around, which is so great to see. They'll be donating a subscription. Because that is a subscription service. We got the Madison Mallards. They'll be donating a VIP package, which includes a table for six in the duck blind, as well as a uniform and a hat. Got Mad City Music, an OG of sorts, if you will, in the music scene here in town. They'll be donating a gift certificate and, of course, some great Mad City Music swag. Massage East is donating a one-hour-long massage. We got B-Side Records, another OG in the music scene. They're donating a gift certificate. And Madison Forward, donating a VIP package of four tickets, a uniform, and a hat.
Look at all that support for the local
great
music
support.
Scene.
Great support.
That is awesome.
I know.
Appreciate all those sponsors. I appreciate you two coming in. Chad, Adam, congratulations on what's probably going to be another awesome year of freaking Halloween weekend at the High Noon Saloon. Thanks for coming in tonight, guys.
Yes.
Thanks for having
Go
us, guys.
Go support the local music.
Once again, it's happening next Saturday, October 28th, High Noon Saloon. The early show starts at 3 o'clock. The late show starts at 6:30. Tickets are available right now at high-noon.com. Garbage is going to play, or they're going to be tribute, I should say. Stupid Girl is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Pretend you're anything just to
Inc. on Civic Media. We are a local music. That is Garbage and Stupid Girl. Once again, freaking Halloween weekend. Freaking Halloween weekend is happening at the High Noon Saloon. Next Saturday, the 28th, there's a kids show. There's an adult show. It's going to be awesome.
It sounds amazing.
Get your tickets at high-noon.com. Oh, my. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Any action on the texting line at all? Or
it's quiet so quiet far tonight.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's cool. People mm-hmm. chilling out.
So far.
We were talking about Halloween costumes earlier in the show, Terry.
Oh, yes.
And you have a list of some. Is it the top 10?
Oh, I've got almost anything you want here.
What do you have for us?
Where do you shop for costumes?
Where do I shop? In my basement.
Okay.
Usually.
See, that's another one of the questions here. Do you make or buy your costume?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Buy, 66%. 34% making their own.
I like the homemade ones.
I do, too.
It lends to more creativity mm-hmm. that way.
So most people shop for their costume at Amazon,
okay,
then Walmart, then Target.
All right.
So here's another one. I like this, too. Which is the most overused Halloween costume?
Overused,
overdone. We've seen
like
it a million
ghost,
times.
Ghost or yep. Frankenstein or something
yep.
like that.
All of those are on here.
Mm-hmm.
Witch is number one.
Yeah.
Then a devil or an angel, skeleton, a cat.
Meow.
Huh. Meow. And a nurse.
the trusty nurse.
Oh, that's really funny. What will be the most popular this year? You know this one, Jimmy K.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
You don't have a guess?
Most popular. Oh, Taylor Swift.
No, she's not even in the... Oh, wait, I lie. 1, 2, 3, 4. She's number 5.
She's number 5.
Barbie and Ken are number 1.
Oh, Barbie and Ken. I forgot about
uh-huh.
that.
Uh-huh. So there you go.
844-967-2789. Your worst or best Halloween costume while we listen to brand new Amelia Ford. Happy Now on Max Inc. Radio.
Do you know what it's like to be irrational? To hate someone who hasn't done you wrong. I wish you were a bandage and detachable. Instead of running red beneath my claws. Cause their pride turns of coastline. Warned and toast I will. I'm not. It's under the arm, it's only how they sound. And I don't want to hear them at all. Cause I can't be happy. And never get to get your answer why or why not. I planned on being better, someone wonderful. Now all my plans are laughing in their line. While their pride turns off ghost line. Call me just tired, maybe not. It's under the arm, it's only at the sound. And I don't want to hear.
Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa.
Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
ABC News, I'm